Hi, I'm Pastor Andy of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled, A Mystery for the Ages. Paul says in Romans 11:25, I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery. They were gathered in the Tudor mansion for a much anticipated weekend. A who's who of the English social upper crust, well connected with the British intelligentsia, an inner circle whose mutual admiration society, at least on the surface, was the glue that held their frequent engagements together. The first evening went according to custom, gathering in the afternoon for a proper British tea, then a scrumptious dinner served by one servant, Mrs. White, who did not exactly fit in with the guests, but someone had to do the cooking. And then all retired to their assigned rooms for the night. But the morning brought a shock and dismay. There was a body laying right there in the corridor, one of their own, dead. Not mostly dead, but all dead. And the marks of a violent end were indicative of a murder. They all gathered and stared at the corpse. Then they began to stare at each other. Each one started to process the possibilities. There were only a limited number of people present at this isolated country estate, and there they all were. One of them must have been the perpetrator of this horrific crime. It looked like the body had been moved, drug into the hallway. Where did the murder take place? And what could have caused the obvious blow to the head that ostensibly brought about the victim's demise? Was it Miss Scarlet, the up-and-coming ingenue, star of stage and screen? Or what about Colonel Mustard, the career military officer whose distinguished career seemed unassailable? Or how about the Reverend Green, the well-known clergyman whose moral rectitude was beyond question? Or then there's Mrs. Peacock, the stylish widow whose wealth placed her as one of the most prominent socialites in the nation. But there's also Professor Plum, the absent-minded academic whose informative monologues on nearly every subject were sought out by this esteemed group of friends. And whoever it was, did they use the candlestick, the dagger, the lead pipe, the revolver, the rope, or the wrench? And did they do it in the kitchen, the ballroom, the conservatory, the dining room, the billiard room, the library, the lounge, the study, or the hall? The possibilities seem endless. This, of course, is the framework for the classic game of Clue, invented by an English musician and factory worker, biding time during the dark days of the air raids and the Battle of Britain during World War II. It was patterned on the very popular British detective fiction writers like Agatha Christie and Arthur Conan Doyle. We all love a good mystery. The genre continues to this day in literature, television, and in movies. But the Bible speaks of mysteries too. It's not that the Bible is a book of whodunits, but biblical mysteries are more about the revelation of things that had been hidden in the past, an unveiling of God's purposes, a glimpse behind the curtain, as it were. And in Romans 11, Paul is concerned with how God's promises to Israel bear a relation to his astonishing grace to the Gentiles. Turns out God had laid it all out in clues throughout the Old Testament. But Paul, through the revelation of God, has put it all together, and he wants us to know how and why God did it. He says, "Lest you be wise in your own sight, I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." Romans 11:25. Now that's a mystery for the ages. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.